tune out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Tuesday, the 16th of June, 2026, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, I've got a bit of good news to start off with today, and this is about a young Scottish girl who was in the news last year with an axe and a knife because she was being harassed by migrants. And a court has found that she was not guilty of using these weapons against him, and that in actual fact, it was the migrant that was at fault. This is very good news, and there should be apologies because this young girl was completely mischaracterised by the press. I'm going to use Breitbart for our source today, and the headline is Migrant Male Found Guilty in infamous Scottish axe girl incident. Police make almost apology over initial misinformation browbeating. A Bulgarian migrant, and I think it's probably more likely to actually be a gypsy migrant from Bulgaria rather than actual Bulgarian. A Bulgarian migrant who shouted lurid sexual remarks at a group of children in an incident that saw a 13-year-old Scottish girl brandishing an axe and knife against her attackers, has been found guilty. And the people on the left were so certain that it was this young girl that was in the wrong. I mean, she got a lot of stick for this, and her family did as well. And it's only a young girl. You can see the size of the knife and the axe in her hands. I mean, they're sort of like twice the size that she is. It's a very young girl, 13 years old, that was being harassed like this. So it's good that she's been found not guilty. The case of a 13-year-old girl who held an axe and knife while another child shouted, "Get the F away from us," at a leering migrant male has resulted in a guilty ruling for Bulgarian migrant male Ilya Belov, 22. The case attracted immense media attention after footage of part of the incident of the attack in Dundee, Scotland, the United Kingdom, in August 2025, was published online. Attention was intensified, particularly after police, politicians and media acted together to scorn the public for discussing the case, with authorities decrying misinformation whilst spreading, the court result now suggests, disinformation of their own. Police have now acknowledged information they gave did not fully reflect the situation, but they stopped short of an apology. So I think what happened here is exactly the same as was almost happened with Henry Novak. Henry Novak was clearly the victim, yet the first police report that they were going to give out to the press accused Henry Novak of starting an altercation with a racial altercation with a non-white person. And this press release was actually sent back twice by the family. It was only the third time that they made a press release that it was accurate and that it didn't actually paint Henry as the attacker. And I think the same happened here, only the family weren't able to stop this from happening, and the police put out information implying that the young girl was a racist and that she was threatening these migrants when it was the other way around. Ilya Belov has been found guilty of assaulting a 12-year-old girl in Dundee on August 23rd, 2025, and of behaving in a threatening or abusive manner towards four girls aged between 12 and 14 years old. His 20-year-old sister Nadzija Belova earlier pleaded guilty to assaulting a 13-year-old girl in the same incident. Both will be sentenced on August 5th. Anyway, this is adults picking on young children, young girls, picking on them. I mean, it's not surprising that this young girl pulled out these weapons to try and intimidate them, just to stop them from attacking them. In the social media footage that was widely seen at the time of the 2025 attack, a male confronts a group of children who are shouting at the man to leave them alone. As one girl shouts, "Get the F away from us," another clearly distressed girl pulls a hand axe and a knife from the waistband of her trousers. I just say it's probably quite dangerous keeping them there, to be honest. The court heard Belov's defence that he had been walking to the shops to buy cigarettes when a group of children, with zero provocation, started shouting abuse at him, including "effing migrant," reports the Daily Record. Belov claims he then called his 20-year-old sister to the scene because he was scared of the group of young girls. And this, how many times does this happen? You get the false accusation of racism that covers up the fact that the actual aggressor is the person making the accusation of racism. I mean, just seen it happen with Henry Novak. You've got exactly the same thing happening here. He's the guy that's in the wrong, and yet he tells the police that they were racist towards him, and instantly the police believe the person crying racism. And these are just the incidents that we know about. I mean, how many other incidents are there that don't actually make the news of false accusations of racism, where the innocent victim has in actual fact then been portrayed as the aggressor? Once his sister arrived, Belov claimed he then believed one of the girls was going to attack her, so he pushed the child to the ground. He said, "The girls were disrespecting me," and he only went after them to find out why, adding, "I am human. I deserve to ask them why I deserve so much disrespect. I didn't do anything to them." He's been well coached in what to say, hasn't he, when he makes an accusation of racism? Yes, claim you are human. I'm a human too, you know. I mean, that's such a classic anti-racist trope. But the judge, Sheriff Timothy Niven Smith, said Belov's defence was wholly unconvincing and self-serving, and rejected it. The court heard, in fact, that it was Belov who had shouted at the children first and was said to have called to them, "Hello, sexy, I'll show you a good time." Bear in mind, this is a 12-year-old girl. Belov swore in court, "No, I swear on my God," that he didn't offer the girls a good time, but this was rejected. The judge said, "I am entirely satisfied by proof beyond reasonable doubt that the trigger for all of this were the comments that you made." The court heard the children called Belov a creep after he propositioned them, which led to them being assaulted by the migrant pair. The BBC states the sister, Nadzija Belova, assaulted the 13-year-old by pulling her by the hair, dragging her to the ground and hitting her in the head, and a 12-year-old was thrown to the ground as well. One of the girls was hospitalised by the severity of the attack. The broadcaster also notes the remarks of the mother of one of the young girls, who welcomed the prosecution and called it a good thing. She said the girls were telling the truth and they were slandered. There were too many lies at the start, so I am glad it has all come out. I bet she is. Indeed, while the footage of scared children trying to defend themselves against a migrant male quickly went viral after the August 25 attack, the official line quickly afterwards was that it was the migrants, in fact, who were the victims, and police first moved to charge the children, not the migrant adults. On August 27th, 4 days after the incident, Scottish police admonished the public for speculation and said in a statement, "We are aware of misinformation being shared on social media in relation to an incident where a Bulgarian couple were approached by youths in St Anne Lane, Dundee, on Saturday, 23rd August 2025, a 12-year-old girl has been charged with being in possession of offensive weapons." So, I mean, how could the police not see that 12-year-old girls are not going to be menacing a 20-year-old male, are they? It's clearly going to be the other way around, that the 20-year-old male is menacing these 12-year-old girls. The police's briefing of the press led to the Courier reporting that day, "It is understood that despite reviewing CCTV and making other inquiries, officers have found nothing to support the allegations made against the two individuals." So there's, again, they're saying that these girls are the ones that they're the aggressors. The same newspaper also published a puff piece interview with Beloff during this period when his victim had been charged, but he had not yet been arrested. So they even gave the person that did this, they gave him headline news, giving him an interview about the racial attack against him. These statements were leapt upon by political actors to push the idea that there had been an anti-migrant attack against Bulgarians in Aberdeen. Hamza Yousaf, a Pakistani heritage and race-obsessed politician who is a former First Minister of Scotland, hectored those discussing the case online. Factually, it now transpires, by ranting, "Stephen Yaxley Lennon, Tommy Robinson, and his racist far-right mob told me migrants tried to sexually assault the girls. Who would have guessed the far-right were full of BS?" So, in actual fact, the misinformation was coming from people like Hamza Yousaf and coming from the mainstream media. And, of course, they will instantly leap into action to defend the migrants and to claim that it was these young white girls that were the aggressors. Because the fact of the matter is, when it happens and it's the other way around, they try to cover it up or it doesn't usually get reported. John Swinney, the present First Minister of Scotland, was also quick out the gate in decrying what he claimed to be misinformation about the Aberdeen case. On the 28th of August 2025, he blamed Elon Musk for spreading misinformation and deliberate disinformation. But the fact of the matter is, it was the so-called far right that were actually putting out the truthful information. The misinformation was coming from the politicians and coming from the mainstream media. So John Swinney, the present First Minister of Scotland, he said that what is very important is that Police Scotland have issued a warning about deliberate misinformation that is being used to stoke up fear and alarm in our communities. I am concerned about that, and everybody should be concerned about that, because we live in a fundamentally safer country today than we did 40 years ago. But people like Elon Musk, with the misinformation that he has stoked up about this case, are trying to undermine that sense of cohesion within our communities. And it is totally and utterly unacceptable, and Police Scotland are absolutely right to call it out. So Elon Musk was actually in the right, and what he was saying was the truth. It was these girls that were the victims, and yet these girls' representative, the First Minister of Scotland, seems to think that it's more important that they have a sense of cohesion in their communities than 12-year-old girls are protected from migrants propositioning them. Police haven't gone as far as apologising for the anti-misinformation, disinformation they appear to have, inadvertently or not, had a hand in, but they did release a statement after the conviction of Beloff. The force this week cleaved to what fake news they still could, noting some online had wrongly speculated on the asylum status of the Bulgarian child sex pest, as if his asylum status has any relevance to this. I mean, I was shocked when that happened with this recent attempted beheading in Belfast, and the news was all about, oh, was he an illegal migrant? Well, the fact is, he's of migrant heritage. It doesn't matter whether he's illegal or whether he's legal. He's still of migrant heritage. And that young white man, or that white man, would still have his eyesight, and he wouldn't have, and he'd still have his neck without having scars all over his face and his neck if it wasn't for the British government's migration policy that allowed in this migrant. Whether they allowed him in because he was illegal or legal doesn't matter. He's still not Irish, is he? He's not of British ethnicity. And he still attacked a person who was of British ethnicity. That attack would not have taken place if it wasn't for the government's migration policy. And it's the same here. These girls would not have been propositioned if it wasn't for the government's migration policy. STV reports Tayside Police spokesman Commander Chief Superintendent Elaine Logue said a 12-year-old girl was cautioned and charged. Following further investigation, including a review of CCTV, Ilya Belov and Nadezhda Belova were charged. This was a distressing incident and led to understandable community concern and significant speculation across social media, including misinformation that Belov and Belova are asylum seekers. The incident is an example of the complex situations which officers are required to deal with, and I recognise that initial information did not fully reflect the situation. So they had the CCTV there all along. So why is it that it went on for days and weeks with these girls being blamed? Why is it that you had people in like the First Minister of Scotland blaming these young girls when they had CCTV that proved that what the girls were saying was correct? I mean, this information must have been out there because the so-called far right and Tommy Robinson, they knew what the correct story was. So why didn't the authorities? Well, I've got another news story here as well, which is about the same thing, really, misinformation, disinformation. And this time it comes from the German media, and it once again concerns Elon Musk. German state media accuse Elon Musk, Tommy Robinson, of inciting Belfast rioters to hunt migrants. Now, I don't recall Elon Musk ever encouraging people to hunt migrants. I do follow him online. I do follow Tommy Robinson as well. I've never seen him talking about hunting migrants. German state media has accused Tesla trillionaire Elon Musk and anti-grooming gang activist Tommy Robinson of calling for the hunting of migrants in the wake of an alleged asylum seeker beheading attempt in Belfast. Bear in mind, this is the state media. This is the German equivalent of the British Broadcasting Corporation. Tuesday's edition of German public broadcaster ZDF flagship programme Today Live argued that the backlash to footage of a Sudanese asylum seeker allegedly attempting to cut a man's head off in Northern Ireland earlier this month was a result of malign actors from abroad on social media, signalling out Elon Musk and Tommy Robinson in particular. Yes, because it wasn't the fact that people saw someone's head being cut off by a migrant. It was the fact that Elon Musk allowed them to see it. That's why people were protesting. And this is just typical, isn't it? It's like, instead of doing something about the message, they just want to shoot the messenger. Isn't this an old adage of ours? Don't shoot the messenger. And that's exactly what we're seeing is people just want to shoot the messenger. Ed Davies, Liberal Democrat leader in the Houses of Parliament, blaming Elon Musk for the trouble in Belfast, shooting the messenger. Exactly the same thing here. German media calling for Elon Musk to be blamed for this, trying to shoot the messenger. The fact is, if you see somebody, a migrant, trying to behead a white person, your anger is then directed at the people who allowed the migrant into the country. And what these detractors are saying is we shouldn't be allowed to know about this anyway. I mean, how many of these attacks would go on if we weren't told about them? How many attacks like this went on and we actually weren't told about them because we didn't have Twitter in the past? How many of these attacks were just on in little regional newspapers, little newspapers in America? It's only since the advent of social media that we've learned about the scale of these attacks, the scale of these black and white on white attacks. That's the reason why they're so against the alternative media. I mean, why don't they do something about these attacks instead of just trying to prevent people from warning us about them? Introducing the segment, presenter Christiana V. Ungern Sternberg said a brutal attempted murder on a public street in Belfast. Someone films it. The video goes viral. A racist mob subsequently hunts down migrants. Calls for this had come from a British right-wing extremist and tech billionaire Elon Musk. The pattern isn't new. As if the fact people wanted to protest against that. People only protested because Elon Musk called for them to. Not only did the German public broadcaster fail to provide any evidence that either Musk or Robinson had called for the violent targeting of migrants, as was seen in some cases during the Belfast riots, ZDF also appeared to undermine their entire argument with the posts they cited as evidence of incitement. Indeed, in one of the only posts highlighted by the broadcaster, veteran street organiser Tommy Robinson said The whole of the United Kingdom is hitting the streets tonight at 7 p.m. following yet another invader attack on our people. This post was accompanied with a list of various protests which featured the call for people to remain peaceful, respectful, together. Now, where is that calling for hunting? Where is that calling for a racist mob to hunt down migrants? The post was shared by Musk, who added, "Only by protesting repeatedly and loudly will there be any change." Well, you would think that they would be praising Elon Musk for his support for democracy by saying you need to protest about these things and then you will get some change. And yet they don't. They don't praise Elon Musk for his commitment to democracy. They attack him for encouraging people to exercise their democratic right and protest. It does not appear to be any evidence that either men called for violence of any kind in response to the brutal attack in Belfast. Nevertheless, the half-hour ZDF programme was nearly all dedicated to the supposed negative influence played by Musk and Robinson. A whole half-hour programme on German mainstream TV. The German broadcasters brought on Kieran O'Connor of the Soros-backed Institute for Strategic Dialogue as an expert on the matter. O'Connor said that Musk has taken an increasing interest in spreading anti-immigration content over the past 5 years, saying that he uses his large platform on X to boost local stories to the international level. And that's just what I was saying. I mean, these attacks were happening before, but we were just not learning about them. The government were covering them up. They were hiding them. This is why they attack the messenger now, because in the past, we didn't know about these things. It doesn't mean that they weren't happening. It just means that we weren't learning about them. While not directly accusing Musk of calling for hunting down migrants, as the ZDF presenter did, the ISD commentator noted that social media was used to spread addresses of properties linked to migrants or to asylum seeker accommodation for the purpose of targeting certain groups. Well, I certainly don't condone that. We see the same pattern, the same playbook time and again. Tragic incidents occur or tensions flare up over crime, and social media platforms are used in real time to call on people to protest or simply to take action. And there is also a clear call for violence and an encouragement of violent reactions, he said. Well, I haven't seen anything that calls for violence. And I don't think when they say here, like addresses of properties linked to migrants, are they talking about asylum hotels there? Because you certainly should be able to protest outside the asylum hotel. I mean, how else are you going to draw attention to the fact that the hotel is being used to house migrants? I don't think you should protest outside a house of multiple occupancy. You should be protesting outside the landlord of that house of multiple occupancy, the people that are doing it, rather than protesting at the house itself. And the idea of these protests is that they are against migration. It's not against the migrants themselves. The goal shouldn't be to intimidate migrants, but the goal should be to intimidate the politicians and get them to change their policies. So where it says here that they pointed out these addresses, it doesn't mean that there's a call for violence at these addresses. It means that there's a call for protests at those addresses. O'Connor said that British and European regulators should put pressure on social media platforms to police so-called disinformation and to establish a crisis protocol to prevent the algorithmic amplification of certain news items. So they're calling it disinformation. So the video that most of the population saw of the white man with a black man on top of him trying to behead him, that was disinformation, was it? Was it AI? No, it was truth. That was the truth. That was the truthful information. That was not disinformation that we saw. However, it may be ZDF that faces consequences. I mean, they're the ones putting out the disinformation by deliberately saying that Elon Musk and Tommy Robinson were calling for people to hunt down migrants. However, it may be a ZDF that faces consequences, with Stuttgart City Councillor for the AfD, Tino Strassenberg, filing a police complaint against the broadcaster for allegedly defaming Musk and Robinson. Well, I'd like to see Elon Musk actually taking them to court over it. It is not the first time that ZDF has been accused of spreading its own disinformation, with a public broadcaster having to issue a retraction last year after ZDF Washington correspondent Elmar Thevevin falsely claimed that assassinated Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk had called for homosexuals to be stoned to death, when in reality the slain American activist was merely quoting a Bible passage. And that is quite clear disinformation or misinformation. I think misinformation is the wrong information being given out by mistake, and disinformation is the wrong information being given out deliberately. And to say that he was calling for homosexuals to be stoned to death, I would say that that's deliberate. And this claiming that Tommy Robinson and Elon Musk were calling for migrants to be hunted down, that's deliberately wrong information that's being given out there. That's being done deliberately. It's not being done by mistake, because you can see exactly what was actually said by them. And that was not repeated by this government-funded broadcaster. Others on ZDF also attempted to denigrate Kirk after his death, including Today Live host Dunja Hayali, who asserted that his political positions were too radical, too racist, too misanthropic, misogynistic, and dehumanising. So they just attack somebody that's been killed. And this is a state broadcaster. These state broadcasters, they're supposed to be unbiased. They're supposed to provide a balanced view from both the right and the left. Clearly they don't. I mean, the BBC over here in Britain is one of the most biased channels that there are. And we see here that the German media broadcaster is extremely biased as well in the political direction here. But to be making a half-hour news piece claiming that something that was said that was not said is scandalous. I mean, it was scandalous when the BBC did it about Donald Trump and claimed that he was calling for protesters to go to the White House and fight like hell, which is not what he said. And it's the same here where they accuse Tommy Robinson of calling for migrants to be hunted down. I mean, I have a lot of criticisms of Tommy Robinson, but I don't think I could be accused of making things up about him, which is effectively what ZDF is doing here. So, I mean, in the first news article, we've got this young girls were completely innocent, and Elon Musk is being blamed in it for disinformation because he was promoting the young girl's side of the story. So he was vindicated. Elon Musk was the one that was actually putting out the real information. And the mainstream media was deliberately putting out disinformation because they had access to the CCTV, because they had heard these young girls say what their side of the story was, yet they ignored it because they were Indigenous British and the person making the accusation was foreign. And then you've got the same thing here. You've got Elon Musk showing the real information, which was a person in the act of being beheaded. That was not disinformation. And then he says the right thing and says, if you want change, then you need to go out and protest. He's not saying if you want change, you need to go out and attack migrants, hunt migrants down. If you want change, you need to burn the city down. He's saying if you want change, you have to go out and protest, and you have to keep protesting until you get that change. And that, I mean, that's democracy, isn't it? He should be praised for saying that, not accused of putting out disinformation. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.